friends, are you fully persuaded that vision that you have seen is able to come to reality? I'm talking about deep-rooted faith in God, being fully persuaded with full assurance that what God has spoken is possible. Without faith, that vision will be a dream of the night. Welcome to Study of the Word. The conception of that vision that will help you to drive the vision. Like I said, no one arrives at a destination he cannot see. Rest is for learners. So when you are not learning, you can't be restful. God's word is our assets on the heart. It's our manual. Be a student of the word. Be a learner of the word. Welcome to Study of the Word. This is Olajide Oluwamide. I want to especially welcome you to this platform where we share insight in God's Word. Today, I'll be sharing with you a continuation of our series called Justified to be Glorified. I'll be sharing with you on the demand of faith. The demand of faith. In the journey of life, we need faith in God to be able to actualize what God has shown us. The Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, it says, the just shall live by his faith. So the justified are not to live without faith. So if the justified have seen the visions from God, they have good mentality, they have acquired wisdom, it's important that they also have faith in God for them to actualize what God has shown them. One of the characteristics of visions from God is that it makes you to have faith in God. That's why the Bible is saying there that the just shall live by his faith. This is also repeated in about three places in the Bible. The just shall live by his faith. So this is very important that faith is a requirement if we must see a glorious destiny fulfilled. It is true that God spoke to Abraham that he should leave his father's house. But, you know, Abraham believed God. That's one of the requirements. Abraham believed God. So, without faith, we cannot bring God into the affairs of our life, because it takes faith to please God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. So it is faith, it is with faith that we please God to make that vision to come to reality. Faith is what makes God, is what invites God and makes God to come and take his place in our life. Hallelujah. Bible also said in the book of John chapter 11 verse 40, if you can believe, you shall see glory. So the justified are ordained for glory, but it will require faith to see that glory come to reality. Without faith, it is like you want to actualize those visions yourself in the power of your flesh. You can, the truth is, you cannot. By strength shall no man prevail. That is 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 9. By strength shall no man prevail. He said it is not by power or by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. So you are not the one doing this thing. Please understand that. He said it is God who gives you the power both to will and to do of his good pleasure. That is in Philippians chapter 2 verse 13. Don't forget, I said that the vision is the foundation, is the initial step to take in the journey to our glorious destiny. But as we go on, we need faith in God. I mean deep-rooted faith. Hallelujah. Deep-rooted faith. Without faith, we are only telling God that we can do it on our own. And the truth is, you and I, we cannot do it on our own. We cannot do it. Nobody glory in the power of the flesh. Nobody. Nobody is glorified in the power of the flesh. Hallelujah. So this is why this is one of the reasons why faith is important. Hallelujah. Haven't I told you that if thou canst believe, thou shalt see the glory of the Lord? Even Mark chapter 9, verse 23, he says that if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. That means that when we have faith in God, we enter into the realm of all possibilities, where everything God has told us will be made possible. Hallelujah. This is very, very important. Many thought that they can actualize these things in the power of their flesh. It is not true. You cannot. There is a place of, yes, you have to walk, but there is a place of faith. I mean, deep-rooted faith in God. Let's look at the life of Abraham. Abraham was told to leave his father's house. You see, Abraham had nothing. He was leaving his father's house. In fact, how can somebody be living in his father's house at the age of 75? And he also married there. He was living in his father's house, but God told him that he should leave his father's house to a place I will show you. He does not even know the place already, but he's saying that to a place I will show you. So, and Bible said that, and Abraham departed. So definitely Abraham has some faith, has a depth of faith that, oh, there is a God who is willing to show me the path, and I'm willing to follow him. If you look at the life of Abraham, you will see faith, that faith in action. That's why they call him the father of faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Please, let's understand this. You need faith in the journey of life. Deep-rooted faith, because challenges will come. You know, but Jesus also said in John chapter 16, verse 33, he says, in this world you shall see tribulations, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. You shall see tribulation. You shall have challenges. Who is a glorious person? A glorious person is somebody who has overcome all the challenges he has faced in his life and is able to overcome them. Hallelujah. Bible also said in the book of Luke chapter 1, verse 45, it says, blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be the performance of those things which were spoken from the Lord. There shall be the performance of those things which were spoken from the Lord. But he said, blessed is she that believeth. So it takes faith for that vision that you have seen, for that voice of God that you have heard, to come to reality. It takes faith. The just shall live by his faith. So that's a way of introducing the power of faith to us. But I'm talking about how faith is important in our journey of life. Number one is that we need faith to actualize our vision. We need faith to actualize our vision. Like I've just said, you see, we need faith in order to fulfill that vision we have seen from God. We need faith to actualize that vision. I mean faith. The Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, the just shall live by his faith. That is also repeated in Romans chapter 1, verse 17, and also Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. It says, the just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. We can say that the justified shall live by their faith. It takes faith to be justified. So you need faith to also continue to live. Because the justified will not just see those visions come to reality. It will take faith. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says in Luke chapter 1, verse 45, it says, blessed is she that believeth. Blessed is she that believes, for there shall be the performance of those things which were spoken from the Lord. There shall be the performance. You see, just remove faith from the life of Abraham. Whatever God has told him might not be possible, because it takes faith to believe God. It takes faith to see that vision come to reality. It takes faith, people of God. It takes faith. Let's see the book of Romans chapter 4, verse 17 down to 21. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and call those things which do not exist as though they did, who, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became a father, the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendant be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised is he was able to perform, and therefore it was counted to him for righteousness. Hallelujah. Abraham believed God, hope against hope, in the deadness of Sarah's womb, and at his own old age, being 100 years, Abraham still believed God. He said, he will be the father of many nations. He said, I will bless you, and that shall be a blessing. He said, in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. But Abraham believed God, and it was counted for him for righteousness. So he was fully persuaded. That's what I'm talking about faith now. I mean, deep-rooted faith. He was fully persuaded that that God is able to perform what he has spoken to him, what he has promised him. Friends, are you fully persuaded that what that vision that you have seen is able to come to reality? I'm talking about deep-rooted faith in God. Deep-rooted faith in God, being fully persuaded with full assurance that what God has spoken is possible. Hallelujah. So without faith, that vision will be a dream of the night. Faith in God. It takes faith to please God. Hallelujah. Abraham believed God. Hope against hope, contrary to hope. Just funny enough, Abraham, even after he has gotten the promise of a child, he was also asked to go sacrifice that child. And Abraham departed. Hallelujah. And Abraham, the next day, Abraham went up. He was on a 3 days journey to go and sacrifice the only son that he had been waiting for the past 25 years. Man, that man has faith. It takes faith to believe. It takes faith to see that vision come to reality. Because I said that one of the points I made about vision is that vision activates our faith. So we need to continually be in faith, activate our faith, build up our faith to match up with that vision. Hallelujah. So very importantly, there shall be the performance of those things which were spoken by the Lord. But he said, blessed is she that believes. So it is our belief, our faith in God that makes those visions come to reality. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So without faith, that vision cannot be actualized. Because God speaks according to his own mightiness, not our own nothingness. God speaks according to his own mightiness, not our own nothingness. So we, by the power of our flesh, we cannot achieve those visions. Look at Joseph. He was helpless. He was sold out. Despite the fact that he has seen the vision, but he was sold out. But look at what he said when everything came to be, came to reality. He said they meant it for evil for him. He said his brothers meant it for evil for him, but God. You see, he had faith in God. He said, but God meant it for good. Hallelujah. This is the importance of faith in God. Contrary to what you are now, what God has shown you is bigger than you. So that's why you need faith. Like I mentioned, I said, when your vision is not bigger than you, it's not from God. Because God speaks according to his own mightiness. He works in ways that we cannot see. Vision is, He is the foundation. But we build on these things by what? By other things that we have mentioned, like mentality, like wisdom, like faith. Hallelujah. Faith in God brings about the actualization of that vision that we have seen. I mean continuously believe in God. I mean continuously, not just believe in God today and tomorrow you are off course. No, I mean believe in God continually. Faith. Abraham was fully persuaded. Are you fully persuaded? Are you fully persuaded? Abraham was fully persuaded. Amen. So that means investing in your faith is a wise investment. Another reason is that faith helps you to overcome opposition. Hallelujah. Faith helps us to overcome opposition. The truth is, there are many people that will challenge you on that glorious on the journey to your glorious destiny. There are many things that will challenge you. There are many people that will challenge you. There are many, many forces of the enemy that wants to put you off on the road to go to your glorious destiny. There are many agents of the devil. There are many trials. There are many things that will come and challenge your faith. Hallelujah. John chapter 16 verse 33, it says that in this world you shall see tribulations, but be of good cheer, have overcome the world. So that means that walk in the reality of you overcoming them. However, you need faith. Walk in faith in the reality that you're overcoming. You will see tribulations. You will see challenges. You know, let's also see something here in the book of Isaiah chapter 43 verse 1 to 4. It says, but now thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the water, I will be with you. And through the river, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, they shall not burn you, nor shall the flames scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men to you and people for your life. Amen. So that means that God knows that we will pass through fire, we will pass through water, we will pass through river, but he said it shall not burn us, it shall not overwhelm us. He said it will be with us. So he knows that in the journey of life we shall pass through fire, we will pass through those things, challenges will come. Hallelujah. I hope this is sinking into your heart. Within the journey of life, we will pass. It is a must that we must pass through those things. Yes, but we have to walk in the reality that Jesus has overcome them for us. But when they come, it is our faith that we will use to overcome them. So we will pass through different challenges. We'll pass through different challenges. Let's also see the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. It says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Hallelujah. our faith. So challenges will come, oppositions will come. Yes, oppositions will come. Friends, please prepare your heart for it. Opposition will come, but you need deep-rooted faith in God. Many will challenge you on the journey of that glorious destiny you are thrilling. Many will challenge you, but you need deep-rooted faith in God to overcome them. Let's see something very important also in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. It said, above all, above all, taking the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the enemy, of the wicked one. You will be able to, you yourself, you'll be able to quench the fiery darts. What are the fiery darts? The fiery arrows, the tantrums, the tiny they will throw at you. The fiery darts of the enemy. Hallelujah. This is very, very important. The way you have seen that vision, I can tell you the truth, that the devil also has seen that God has a good plan for you. So he is going to rise up to challenge you. Hallelujah. He is going to come and deceive. I want to find a way to deceive you, to erode you of that glorious destiny. But it takes faith in God. I mean, deep-rooted faith in God. Deep-rooted faith in God. That is why it's very important that we invest in building up our faith. We invest in building up our faith. Because faith is an essential. The justified shall live by their faith. The justified shall live by his faith. If we must see glory, then we must live by faith. If those visions will come to reality, then we must live by faith. If we must overcome challenges, we must live by faith. Trials and tribulation will come. Let's see something in the book of James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. Okay. It says that, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Hallelujah. So he's saying that even your faith will be tried, but count it all joy, because the testing of your faith produce patience. Till you are perfect and you are lacking nothing. Hallelujah. Please understand, this is a very crucial aspect of this glorious destiny you're talking about. Haven't I told you that if thou canst believe, thou shalt see the glory of the Lord? So no one see glory by accident. No one see that glory unless there is deep-rooted faith in God. I mean deep-rooted faith in God. No one can see that glory. Please understand this. I pray that the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. That is why it is important that we invest in our faith. Invest in building up our faith. Invest in building up our faith. The truth is, the achievement that you have received now is in tandem with the level of the faith at work in you. It's in tandem with the measure of the faith you have. So building it up is a wise investment, because if you must see a glorious destiny, I mean a glorious destiny, a destiny that is full of glory, then we must also match it up with faith that is full of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is very, very important. Hi there. I believe you are blessed by the word you just received. Very importantly is the fact that you have to give your life to Christ. If you have not done that before, today is your day of decision. Why not do that today? Because tomorrow might be too late. Or probably you have given your life to Christ before, but you have wandered off the way. Why not return back to him today and let him redirect your path? If you have made that decision today, say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. I repent of all of my sins. Forgive me and wash me clean with your blood. I renounce the devil and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving my spirit, soul, and body. Today I know I'm born again. Today I know I'm a child of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said that prayer with me, congratulations. I believe you're a child of God. I believe you're a new creature. And I also believe that the Holy Spirit is resident in you. Find a Bible teaching church for your spirit man to grow. And if you have any question at all, do not hesitate to reach out to us on all our platforms. God bless you. Remain blessed and remain established in Christ. See you next time. I remain my humble self, Olajide Oluwamide. See you next time. Remain blessed always.